This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy hump day.
Hey.
From Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, who left the program yesterday and went out to the Dallas Cowboys mandatory minicamp in Frisco.
Yeah, yesterday was... I don't know. When you go out there at minicamp, usually things kind of ratchet up a little bit. I was expecting, all right, we're going to see a little bit more team period stuff. It was sort of the same structure as OTAs, which Shoddy had mentioned earlier. Look, OTAs or minicamp a lot of times is just OTAs, but they make you be here. But ultimately, yesterday, free from a little more of the highlights that we'd gotten used to. Not as flashy, but there were still a couple moments that I think were interesting. A little muted, but they were missing a few guys yesterday. Andrew Booth was not out there rotating at corner like he had been. Shamar James, the linebacker, was not there. Oso Digizua was not lined up at defensive tackle. He looked like he was doing some rehab work. So because of that, you got things like your two defensive tackles yesterday were Peyton Turner and Solomon Thomas with the first team. And those are two guys who are like 280 pounds and... like classic Rod Marinelli style defensive tackles without anybody who's really going to stop the run.
Dan Orlovsky's big concern.
But the most interesting thing about this practice yesterday, before we get into some of the details, was the fact that the personnel really doesn't change on either side of the ball from these practices that I've seen so far. They'll rotate corners every now and then opposite Bland. They'll do, you know, they obviously go to nickel versus base package on defense. But yesterday, the first team defense was the first team defense. They took every snap in the team period. The first team offense was the first team offense, took every snap in team period. The first team offense was without Jake Ferguson. Jake Ferguson was not unavailable at practice. He was getting reps. He was getting reps with the second team, and he wasn't even getting all those reps. It was Brevin Span Ford started out the tight end reps with the first team. Then it was Luke Schoonmaker subbing in with the first team, and then when they would go two tight end packages, it was Brevin Span Ford and Luke Schoonmaker. And so I don't know if he's not hurt. I don't know if he's got that they're trying to right now just get extra work in for Span Ford or trying to figure some things out with Schoonmaker. And so it's just, hey, let's do this. Because Ferguson has been in there with the first team other points. And when they went to 7-on-7 work, Ferguson was in with the first team. First throw of 7-on-7 was to Jake Ferguson, and Jack Sanborn slapped it away. He wasn't able to get it. But for some reason, Jake Ferguson was not out there with the first team. Sean's favorite Cowboy was not out there.
Second favorite. That's right. Overshown. Give us the reset on Span Ford's background and skill set.
So Brevin Span Ford was an undrafted free agent. They got him last year. He was the one that they spent the most like free agent money on in terms of giving the biggest guarantee to. And they really liked him as somebody who could primarily... he's a really strong blocker. They felt like immediately that he was going to come in, be an immediate contributor to that front. And they thought that, all right, he's still got some upside as a pass catcher, somebody who might have a little bit of wiggle in open space, be able to do some things for us. Big dude. So he's 6'7", he's 270. He'd come out of Minnesota. He'd played there for 6 years. He had some injury stuff. But he's somebody that they like. He had his struggles during training camp last year. I was surprised they kept him. They felt like, look, we clearly invested at some point in him. We like the upside, so we'll hold him. We think he might get snatched up. And by the end of the year, yeah, he showed a little something. He had 9 catches last year, very limited, but showed some effort, showed some good stuff in the blocking game. And I think that they're just wanting to get a look at him a little closer, and they want to get a little more work in for him.
Jake, is he in trouble? Did you get said, is this the principal's office version of practice?
I'm obviously, I have no idea if he had a problem yesterday. I'll say this, is that in the past, it's not been unusual for teams to, Antoine Woods once was late to a meeting. He was a starter. Antoine Woods was with the second team that whole practice because you showed up a little late this morning. He was frustrated by it. So I'm not saying that's what Ferguson did, but that would be one explanation. Another one could be just details. A third that bears questioning is, are they down on Jake Ferguson at all?
Yeah.
That's a question.
I'll steal from Mike Tomlin. Yesterday, Rodgers was fourth on the depth chart. And he said, look, for these practices, now, Aaron Rodgers is a 20-year vet. He's like, we don't need reps today for a 20-year vet. We need Will Howard to get reps. So any throw that may be a stupid explanation and a stupid comparison because, again, Jake Ferguson, Aaron Rodgers. But to your first initial point, maybe it is just about getting Spanford more of a look. But it's a big year for Jake. It's a big year for Jake with money on the line. So something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's probably more towards the getting reps for extra guys because the fact that Schoonmaker was in there, Schoonmaker's had some rough practices. So I don't think on just merit and how they were performing that Schoonmaker would have been
over him.
Right.
I don't think that they would just say Schoonmaker's played better. And so to me, I think it's probably that's what it is. And Jake Ferguson being one of their leaders, I would also think that Schottenheimer probably thought his ego can take this. Like he will understand this and that's fine. That's one of the measurements that you got to make. First team running back. Once again, it was Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams splitting first team work. The one change that I saw anyway is that it was consistently Sanders taking the snaps with the first team the very first time each time they go out there. So the way this works is you'll get first team, second team, third team. I'm going to miss this here in Oxnard, here in Bones Fossil.
Twos are up.
But you'll go first team, second team, third team. They get their reps in, a few plays for each. So when the first team comes in, previously at practices had been Javonte Williams getting those very first reps before they started rotating with the first team. Now it's Miles Sanders getting them. And I think, again, so as you watch him, you just see, I think you see more life in his legs. You see more like a fresher player. Yesterday he had this one moment where I was like, all right, that's the kind of thing that I just think shows how juiced up he is right now. Is there was a screen pass. And when in these OTA practices, you don't tackle. So guys will kind of weave through traffic and then they start running. But I mean, Miles Sanders got in a full sprint to simulate blocking out in front of the guy that caught the screen pass. And then like full sprinted to the end zone to like, all right, let's simulate this run. He just seems like a run out the ground ball to first base kind of guy. And knowing Shoddy and seeing some of the juice that he seems to have at these practices, I think we're setting up for Miles Sanders is going to be the primary back over Javonte Williams when things get going. This is probably Dax.
As long as one of them is standing out, right? You're throwing randos at a couple of names that we've seen in the league. As long as one is showing something, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, and I think there is somebody. I think Sanders is doing that. He's actually showing something. This is probably Dak's best practice so far. He looked completely in sync with George Pickens.
You have no doubt he's going to be healthy week one to play?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, barring a setback of some sort that may happen, but right now, the trajectory he's going to play. He looked great with George Pickens. This was a second practice in a row where Pickens looked really, really good. And the biggest oohs and ahs of the day probably came. George Pickens had this absolutely cooked Israel Mukwamu on this hard step to the inside, faking the slant, and then coming back. And I mean, Mukwamu just fell straight to the ground on that. Now, to be fair, I was noticing when
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's T or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going through receiver drills, I was like, there are a lot of guys looking like they're like stumbling out of their breaks. So I wondered if the field was slick over in that area. But regardless, he definitely had to quick react, stumbled, fell to the ground. But
well,
they were humming.
The three-piece suits are not impressing Israel Mukwamu from one Tommy Yarish, DallasCowboys.com. Tommy recapped this play where Mukwamu fell down and got torched, and Israel responded to him on social media. Talk about how I've been locking up, too, since we started. First catch I gave up on him. Don't do that, Tommy. .. So Israel Mukwamu is Twitter searching.
Yeah, Izzy, I think he put it as lightly as he could have. That I think a lot more people who are out there watching it would have described it more aggressively. In fact, I think that was Tommy being nice in his description of
Tolo D said God. Jake is too busy planning his wedding.
That, look, and that's it. But he's got to perform. He's going to have an expensive wedding.
That's been Peyton's issue lately.
I think Dak yesterday though looked, like I said, as comfortable as I've seen him. He was pushing the ball downfield a little bit more. Had a nice pass connecting with Jonathan Mingo down the seam in 7-on-7. But a good day overall, I think, for the offense. Joe Milton didn't have the flashy practice, like some of the big ooh and ah plays like he did the last two times. But he was solid. He had one pass early on that was really good that we were all talking about. It was this deep crosser to Jalen Cropper that was placed right over the defender in tight coverage. And that was one where it was just kind of like, man, the way he throws the ball. And the discussion out there among the beat was, like I've talked with you guys about, he's going to be the training camp star. Like, when we're out there, that's going to be the viral clips everybody's going to see. And what is it? He's going to be standing at the 50 doing the little, like, bag drill that they throw to, and he's going to be money, 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 and people are just going to go, oh my gosh, why do we have anybody else doing this? And so that's probably the expectation, including Choppy. I would imagine Choppy will be parked right in front of Joe Milton the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, not even a doubt here. But, like, you know, you can't, he can't be flashy every day. I mean, Dak still has to present as the starter. And like we saw what happened in New England. Like, you know, he looked too good. They're like, we got to get rid of you because Drake May's here. So I don't doubt that he had a purposeful midday.
So yeah, that's everything that was important or that anybody would have had a question about that happened at practice yesterday, Sean. There was nothing else that was big that anyone was concerned with or anything else. So back to you.
Well, I heard that Jerry Jones made an appearance and the negotiation done right there on the field with Micah Parsons.
That's right. I forgot about that. So yeah, Micah Parsons was there. He did show up yesterday. Micah Parsons was out there in uniform. Shoddy had made it sound like he was going to do something on the field yesterday. I guess he meant talk, because that's what he was doing. He was talking with Jerry Jones, but they were out there for about 30 minutes having a nice face-to-face. A couple times Mike would have his arm around his shoulder. They looked like they were having a pleasant convo. But yeah, they spent a lot of time talking over by the defensive line drills. And it's something where my anticipation was, this isn't a negotiation. There's no way Jerry's actually standing out here negotiating this. And that's more along the lines of what Micah had to say about it. This is Cut 23, Peyton. Micah on what that little chit-chat with Jerry was about.
We were talking about how my offseason's been, the training I've been putting in, and he told me I looked pretty good, so I got excited about that. Asked me about the trip I just went on, and, you know, it was a pretty good conversation. And then, obviously, just stepping up and being a leader, how much he appreciates I'm here, and, that means a lot to me.
How hopeful are you to get a deal done before you go to Oxnard?
I'm pretty hopeful. I'm still, hanging tight. Like, I understand it's up to him, and he gives the green light on everything. So, hopefully, something's done, by next month.
He keeps on keeping it and putting it in Jerry's court. Waiting for the green light. when he decides he's the big dog. So something is sitting on Jerry's desk.
Yeah, there's clearly a plan, I think, that he's been given of just, hey, this is what we're saying. This is what we're talking about. Keep it to this and keep the focus on them and the pressure on them. And the reality is the pressure is on them to get it done right now.
Yeah.
That's the reality of where they're at. And I think that the Cowboys are still a little frustrated that they felt like we had something done, even if it was one of these handshake deals or face-to-face. We had something done, and it should have been done by now.
Clarence Hill reports that Jerry has had no recent conversations with the agent, David Malika.
He doesn't know him. He can't call him.
He doesn't know him. That's right.
I can't call who I don't know.
This is right out of the negotiating handbook, I'm sure. Whoever calls first loses. Whoever answers first.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what Jerry said in the past about trades with the draft was, well, if you picked up the phone, you already lost the negotiation. And that's probably how he feels about it. He doesn't want to do that. And I think that's been his approach on some of these other deals.
Micah was asked, are you just waiting for Jerry to call you so this saga can finally end?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what it kind of come down to, it, you know. You know, he gives the green light. He's the owner. He's the he's pretty much what it takes to get anything done anywhere around here. So, you know, it's up to him. But like I said, I'm going to still keep playing football. I'm going to keep showing up and preparing like, you know, any other year.
But will you show up in Oxnard for training camp if this is still lingering?
Yeah, I'll still be in Oxnard. I already got my house. It's already set and done. So I'll be in Oxnard, me, my kids, my family. So we'll be there.
Will you be on the practice field?
Yeah, I'll be out there.
Okay. With a hold in. House. How many of them actually get houses versus just staying in the dorms?
I don't know. We've seen players. I've seen players at hotels. One year I had my kids out there, and I saw. I can't remember which player it was, but they were at the hotel. So and now this was like right before training camp had started. Like went out a couple days early. So you've seen that, right? We've seen that out there, and we've seen players bring their own vehicles.
Yeah, and if you're bringing your whole family like that, like he's saying, I think the Cowboys usually are like, okay, if you're bringing 10 people potentially, okay, get something near us.
The latest on Jason Kidd. Is he waiting on Giannis and Kevin Durant to try to get out of DFW? We'll have it for you. Hump Day Edition with the 6 a.m. Club. Just getting started on Sean and RJ.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.